Haleava, trainer of scouts for the former reigning Leaves, was naturally among those who assembled to enter the forest and search it for signs of the Night Sisters. Bastara was not. After a quick private consultation, Luke and Ben decided to enter the forest and shadow Haleava, while Dion, remaining on the hilltop, would keep a surreptitious eye on Bastara. "But don't forget," Luke told Dion, "you're no safer on the bare hilltop than we are in the forest. Remember the example of Tribeless Shaw. Danger is everywhere." A bare minute after Haleava and the other Dathomiri scouts and hunters entered the forest verge, so did the Skywalkers. Initially, they chose an angle that would theoretically carry them away from Haleava. But once concealed by trees, they vectored toward her. For Bastara, the problem was a simple one to solve. She waited until the Skywalkers were gone and until Dion was distracted. He was often distracted. Curious clan members had questions for the offworlder. And clearly, a lonely bachelor, he had eyes for many of the ladies of the clans. Bastara contrived to perform tasks near the lip of the east face. And when Dion and others were listening to an announcement from Firin, the senior subchief still present, Bastara dropped over the lip of the hill crest. It was no suicide jump, of course. She plummeted several meters, landed lightly on the first ledge down. A flick of her finger and an exertion in the force caused the sentry on this hill facing to look around for the source of a phantom noise and miss seeing the rest of her descent. Soon enough, she made her way into the verge of trees, out of sight. She would have to be just as careful here as under the eyes of the Bright Sun members. The forest now teemed with hunters and scouts and Night Sisters and Jedi, all intent on doing harm to one another. Bastara was, in theory, allied with any and all of them. But traps and sudden surprises made accidents not just possible, but potentially deadly. She headed for the spot Haleava had told her about, a place where a small creek passed beside a naturally occurring cross-shaped stone, and waited for Haleava, who might be some time shaking her pursuers. It was not too lengthy a wait. Half an hour passed, and then, with stealth suited to a trained Sith, Haleava appeared from behind a draping fern frond. She moved forward to embrace Bastara. For the first time, her true emotions showed. She looked worried and chastened.
"The sisters will listen more closely to you next time. I will listen. We have suffered a serious setback."
Bastara gave her a raised brow, "I'm sorry I was right" expression.
"You could not know what the Jedi were capable of. I barely knew. But you have not lost. Far from it. The common Dathomiri still fear the Night Sisters. They have simply been heartened by surviving last night's assault. Today, they'll add up the numbers they've lost. They'll begin telling stories of the Night Sisters from days gone by. And they'll become afraid again."
"Yes."
Haleava sat on the cross-shaped stone.
"But the Jedi, they are very skilled, very powerful. For men, anyway. I barely lost them as they tracked me. They might find me again. So we must hurry."
"Did you bring my things?"
"Of course."
From the pouch hanging at her belt, Haleava withdrew two items, each wrapped in cloth to keep it from making noise. She unrolled each in turn and handed it to Bastara. The first was her lightsaber. The second, a comm-equipped data tablet similar to a datapad. Bastara took the data tablet and keyed in a security code. Her hopes were not high. Every day since she had caught Haleava in secret conference with a fellow Night Sister, she had conceived more details for the Dathomir stage of her actions and had approached the witch with her hastily spun offer and explanation. She had checked her comm device for word from her kind. It had not come. But today, there was a blinking icon on the interface, an icon meaning that an encrypted message had arrived. Bastara did not let excitement show on her face, did not let it speed up her actions. She simply keyed in the decryption code and held the device before her. The tablet screen resolved into an image, a human woman in Sith robes, a woman unknown to her, with sharp angular features, black hair, and an almost savage aspect to her expression. Vistara nearly laughed. The Sith woman had clearly been picked because she was closest to media depictions of the witches of Dathomir. All she needed to do was tousle her hair and put on animal skins to be suitable as a night sister.